Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Rise Guys, I got show number four.
You know, when I sing that by myself, it doesn't sound good. I think I'm only good with background.
We got to get Jug in here like we did yesterday with Tim Peterson.
Yeah, I text last night in the group. I was like, you know what? You kiss my ass for making me sing it in my head all day long.
I've been doing that off and on for years. Whenever somebody mentions aliens, that damn song, Sexy Aliens, comes to mind.
Sexy Aliens, and you know you taste like candy. What a legend. And you know what the sad part is? Normally, you know, we can, not that we're some whatevers, but like, you know, we can mention somebody's name and like a lot of times it'll get back to them or a couple days later, hey, I heard you were saying, I've not heard anybody say, oh yeah, Timothy Peterson is here or he's here. Or it's
nope.
Like, did he ever exist?
Does anybody know him?
Is this all a matrix we live in?
Do we have to buy a billboard time? And well, we don't even have a picture.
Desperately seeking Timothy.
That was pre-social media, so yeah, we did. There was like, no, there's no reason to take pictures. Why would we take pictures? There was no social media. Why would we take pictures on the radio? It made no sense.
He's like Ghost Dad. You can't see him, but you know he's there somewhere.
Oh, that was Bill Cosby. You shouldn't say
that. Oh, you know what?
You gonna get it out of the way first?
No.
Oh.
It's funny you mentioned that song got stuck in your head. We got a call. This is the good heat.
The constructive heat? Or the funny heat?
This is the fun heat.
Okay.
Because this guy's going to get real mad.
The FOF line.
I'm going to play it again.
It's an opportunity for when you're mad, upset, angry, rather than telling somebody off right then and there, or getting out of your car and going to their car, or going down to the boss's office. 864-241-4318. The FOF line.
Now, damn it, listen here, you damn motherfuckers. If I have to listen about you, your girl, and your Johnson one more motherfucking time, it's already stuck in my damn head. I'm singing it all damn day. You, your girl, and your Johnson. It's great every time I hear it.
Well, guess what, buddy?
Oh, no.
It's back.
Saturday nights, distant lights. You, your girl, and your Johnson.
You and your Johnson, a way of life for over 50 years.
Stud. If you don't know what that's about,
you're not a good listener.
Nope.
You're not.
It was an 80s commercial for Johnson Motors.
Yeah.
Like boat motors.
And it was prior to really people calling their junk their Johnson. So yep. Did they start the movement? Or is it just a happenstance that they named their boats that dudes would later refer to their ding-a-lings as?
Unless
is there a ding-a-ling boat company? I have so many questions.
There's got to be dinghy. A dinghy's a boat.
God bless.
You know what?
Seamen.
Yeah.
Naval officers.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you know, the Johnson Company for the boats could have started the shirts.
Naval, belly button, what's underneath?
Lint.
Oh.
Skin.
That was in the spring.
You know what? He got it out of his head, but he didn't.
Saturday nights, distant lights, you, your girl, and your Johnson.
You and your Johnson, a way of life for over 50 years.
But he's singing it wrong where his buddies are looking at him because he's like, you and my girl and your Johnson.
Like, he's talking third person about it. Like, I'm not saying, yeah, hey, me and my arm are going to put each other around you. You're going to have a threesome with me and my Johnson.
Oh,
God. Oh. That's a twosome still.
Twosome.
Oh. This is the this is the guy who would.
We need to get that off his mind, though. How about this? I want my baby.
Chili's, baby, back lips. Barbecue sauce.
Ribs.
You guys singing like Fat Bastard?
Say barbecue lips just then.
Every time I sing that, I sing it like Fat Bastard, like he did in the movie. Chili's, baby, back lips.
This Fat Bastard.
Get in my belly. Everybody's a critic. This guy's got a couple things he'd like to change, and well, you know, got to let him throw it out there.
Yeah.
All right.
Here we go.
Well, first of all, I know tomorrow on Friday the 13th that Fat Boy ain't going to do sh** and play this. Second of all, Matt, man, you talk way too damn much during the segments that we need going on. And when you do the mail segment, I'm tired of hearing the, we got mail, that bullshit. Kiss my motherfucking ass. How about that? P1 Big Bull says, kiss my f***ing ass.
Big Bull.
That's not nice.
Yeah, women don't do that. Women will say, kiss my ass, but like guys will say, you kiss my ass and you can blank my blank. But I've never once as a woman said, you know what, you can kiss my ass and go down on me. I mean, you can't do that. Is that bad? I don't think so.
They say the other one.
I'm talking about the Jackal song.
I ever said that.
Oh, yeah.
Kiss my ass and
yeah,
like squeeze my
line.
It doesn't sound like it's derogatory if I say okay, kiss my ass.
But what, like
okay,
if someone said hi, I'm new to your country. When you tell people to kiss your ass,
yeah,
you're not really wanting them. What are you saying? Like what? Put that into international language. What are you telling them when you say kiss my ass? I'm saying F you. Well, what does that mean? Well, it means I don't like you. Get out of my sight.
Sniff a buttocks.
Like, what does it mean?
You would want somebody to kiss your ass, right? Well, that's a good thing.
No.
So it's confusing.
Well,
if you're a dog.
If you don't understand. So, yeah, but if you're like, well, what does it mean when the Italians flip off the bottom of their chin?
No,
what does that mean?
I can't say the word they say with it. But
I know, but what does it mean?
But that's like more. Off.
But what does that mean? We know what it means.
Yeah.
It's what, like, it's negative.
Yes.
But if I do a bird to you upside down, is that a positive sign?
I figured you're going to tell me, do I want you to turn it up? Because I couldn't hear it.
Is it bad to say go blank yourself? Because
would you tell, like.
You should say that if you're a customer leaving Adam and Eve. Hey, have a great day. Go blank yourself.
Just saying across
the door.
That's
why you came here, right?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, that's a new spot.
Dude, that should be like Dick's Last Resort where they're so cruel to you and you kind of expect it. Like, they should go, when you leave Adam and Eve, hey, thanks for coming in today. Go home and F yourself.
Like, we say SMD is like a, you know, like a sign of that, but
right.
a woman's not going to say SMTs.
No. No.
What?
She's not going to be like, hey, you know what? You can S my T's.
Yeah.
How about that? You're not going to say that if you get mad.
MB, me. Motorboat. I don't
usually,
know.
I think it would be more derogatory if you say go blank
yourself.
No, because that you're giving yourself pleasure, basically.
Yeah, that would be a weird way to do it, though.
Also, if you say it to a guy, you're kind of giving him a compliment.
Yeah,
I mean, if you could actually do that to yourself, that's complimentary in a sense.
Oh, we got one that just came in. I mean, just now.
Oh, God.
Saturday nights, distant lights.
It's you again.
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You and your Johnson, a way of life for over 50 years.
You'll take a little break.
Yeah, I do. I need to cool down.
We've been going hard.
I've also been talking too much during this segment.
according to big
you, your girl and your Johnson,
big bowl. Kiss my ice.
Nice. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, though,
would you like I think this might be the first time ever, a brutally honest boot review.
Brutally honest boot review.
Is that cool with you?
Yeah.
Because we got one. And we got a trucker telling you that, you know what, he's going to drop his load wherever he drops it.
Oh, my.
And you're going to have to deal with it because he's a trucker and he's busy.
All right, janitors, listen up. We'll find out what that's about. Another, you know, I was behind three wide loads yesterday in a row.
Well, somebody's getting a new house.
I mean, like, I was thinking that, like, did somebody, I mean, it wasn't like they were the manufacturer. It was like somebody bought three mobile homes and were moving them down the road. I was like, are you going to make like one real long one?
I've seen it. It's been a while, but I've seen it where it's like Legos.
They can, yeah. Well, they're building them like that. All those buildings over in Duncan, they look like Lego buildings. They're just big sheets of concrete slabs that they, oh, wow. And it looks like they just fashion them together.
But still won't do a Dunkin' Donuts. D-U-N-C-A.
Well, how do they not?
I mean, come on.
We've said that since the beginning. I hop on Cox up in North Carolina. They won't get on the bandwagon either, but we'll get on that. And more of the FOF line next.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need.
This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys.
Oh. Oh, my mic's on.
Oh, they knocking now. Knocking. Not rattling.
It's fresh and clean. You know who loves this song more than anybody in the world? White girls. Let me tell you why.
I was going to say, please say your mother.
Since you're ever texting a girl.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's like, so what are you doing? You're like, just got out of the shower. Always. So fresh and so clean. It's always the response.
Yep.
Are you fresh and clean now? Or they'll send you an Outkast meme.
It's just a great beat.
Oh, it is.
It's like, oh, if you got this on the app, I know you got to rewind right now so you can knock it in your box a little bit. Yeah, I got them 10s going. I got them 12s, JLs back here. I got 20 tweeters up front.
20 tweeters up front. Lord.
It's got them all over everywhere.
There's like 50 tweakers on Poinsett Highway right now.
Like how you'll see some of the Mexican dudes have curtains in the window of the truck. That's what I say you'll have with tweeters.
Oh, where they would have like the little fabric balls hanging across the...
Yeah.
Dingle
that
ball.
Was such a like cool accent. I wish it caught on more.
It would have like the Taco Bell Chihuahua in the back, and then you got the curtains.
You know what? Sorry, Paige. But do you know what? My dad collected the Taco Bell dogs.
The ones
you squeeze, they would say, Yo quiero Taco Bell. There was like four or five different ones, and they're still in his office in Mary's house, sitting on top of his desk.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
It's probably like, worth something.
But, like, my dad, if you ever knew him, like, to think that he would go, well, he definitely would have went to Taco Bell, but that he collected plush of the Taco Bell. He loved that little dog.
They were nice.
Yeah.
Matthew, you want the Taco Bell dog?
He's in there spending more time with them puppies than he is these. Can I get an amen?
Oh, that's good. Oh, I don't, I can't speak to the issue this lady has right now. But
female problems?
No, it's drug issues.
Oh.
But it's not her drug issues, it's she has issues with the drugs that exist now.
You know, it sounds like Marilyn Manson to me.
Is she going to take a rib out and go to town?
No, he didn't like the drugs, but they liked him.
Yeah. That is true.
And was also in the Wonder Years. All right, here we go.
He got fat, too.
He's 6'4". Marilyn, well, I mean, crap.
He did that show with Daryl. All they did was go around the country and eat from Walking Dead.
Really?
Yeah, it was like a food show. They would just drive
with
around.
Marilyn Manson?
Yeah, they drive around on their motorcycles. I forgot the name of it, but it was on A&E for a little bit, and they would just eat everywhere.
What was his, what was the character name of Walking Dead, dude? Not Negan. The other one. Daryl.
Daryl.
Yeah.
Hey, Daryl. I forget his real name.
Hey, Daryl, where do you want to go to eat lunch?
Plus, I think when his dad passed away, but his dad would dress like him.
Marilyn, did you fall asleep?
No, I'm just thinking. What do you want? You want to go to Wendy's?
I just want to eat a cheeseburger and play some Devil Worship.
I want to go to Burger King. I want to go to Burger King! Hey!
Oh,
where do you want to eat?
Do you want some saucy nugs?
It's my second Red Bull today, Paige.
Hey, you get some wings.
Can't tell.
I'll take a nap on Saturday.
Crash like a child.
864-241-4318, the FOF line.
I'm sick and tired of potheads. This new pot is not chill or mellow like it used to be. It has literally created a paranoid schizophrenic narcissist out of my beautiful husband, who was not very beautiful, but he was beautiful in his heart. Now he's just a damn Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Well, there's more Mr. Hyde than anything. Or Hannibal Lecter, or Darth Vader, or whoever you want to pick. The enemy, basically. And it's just like he smells a beer or takes one sip, and it's just like, boom, his eyes change, looking like Marilyn Manson. Next morning, it's like, oh, hey, I love you. I'm sorry. Didn't even know what the hell he did. I don't know what I did. What's a girl supposed to do?
Wow. That's a
good Adam and Eve and F yourself.
Yeah.
he's I'll not really beautiful. He's beautiful in his
face. He's beautiful. He's got a real pretty face.
He's a hell of a good cook.
He's a character. Well, you know what? I would say to that, it sounds like more than just that. Because there's two. We used to have a expert. There's two types. You got the indicas. You got the sativas. Yep. You got the hybrid, which is a little bit of each. It's like one of them cars that runs on gas, but if I want to switch it to electric, I can. I make your mind up, Junior.
You know, I met a girl who's a real big druggie, and she kind of explained it to me in a way I didn't think about it. I'm like,
what did Paige tell you?
Right, thanks.
Like, you do all these drugs. You don't ever get nervous something's laced with it. Like, you don't, like, worry about not trusting the dealer, she said.
Yeah, that's true. Would you trust half the people that you see to put something?
Or they don't know any better, maybe.
Yeah.
She said when you get to that point, you don't care. You're going to do it anyway.
Especially, like, meth or cocaine. I wouldn't.
Well, something that I thought about yesterday, see if I'm wrong, or see if you don't hear much about cocaine anymore.
Mm-mm.
It's not like not really. All fentanyl. Like,
is it hard to get now?
I don't know. I've not been looking.
Are the Colombians slacking?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
The border's open, guys. What the hell?
Right.
Really, like, I don't know if, you know how people, everybody that got sick during a certain time had COVID. Yep. Everybody got, you got COVID. I wonder if cocaine laced with fentanyl is just being addressed as fentanyl because that's the new war. You know what? I mean?
That's a good point. Like grass fed beef.
Right.
It only has to have a certain percentage.
Exactly. So it makes me. Any drug addicts that know the answer, 72341. We'll keep that autonomous and won't tell anybody who you are.
Would you like to be a Colombian drug mule? Come on down.
Come on down.
We need them. This might be the first ever brutally honest boot review we've ever gotten.
Boot.
But this guy sounds like he's a boot expert.
Uh-oh.
And if you're looking for boots.
Is this Tony Lama?
He's your man.
I don't think it's himself.
I don't think it's Billy Brahma either. Others.
Many others. I have to wear the square toes, and they look stupid. I'll be honest. I don't like the corner
ones. Does
that
not hurt?
The square ones?
Yeah.
It's square meaning more like a shoe. It's not pointed like.
It doesn't mash them together as much, I guess.
Yeah, but some of the muchachos have those boots that curl up on the end.
Paige probably has shoes like that.
Do you have any that curl up on the toe where it's almost like you could scratch your knee with your toes?
No.
Like a genie boot?
But I do have some really, really pointy black patent leather boots. like witchy boots that are sexy.
Anybody ever ask you to step on them with them?
Sure. Nice. Kick them. Kick them in certain places. I'm apt to do that.
Yeah.
864. They have a little kitten heel.
241. You're what?
They have a little kitten heel. They're not real tall. They're
Okay.
Really, I thought you said your little kitten heel. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yes. My little kitten heel.
That's what I heard. 864.
I would just like to add something about the shoe situation in the world. Georgia Boot Company, they think they done a good thing by moving their boot place to China. Well, I just recently bought my first pair, and they're supposed to be waterproof. When they took them to the counter and unboxed them, the first damn thing I noticed was this big old white thing stuck through the side of my damn boot. Uh-huh. Well, they put the hand in the boot, unlocks it, pulls it out, and there's two big spikes on the end of this mother. Now, I just paid a bunch of money for these boots. Well, how the hell is it supposed to be waterproof with damn holes in it, right? I don't understand what the they're thinking. I stood there and watched him take the spikes out of the boots, and it's supposed to be waterproof. What the hell, man? Are you just completely brain dead in China? Y'all need to go learn something from freaking North Koreans, I reckon. Y'all dumb idiots.
Oh, my God.
God. So I had a hard time really understanding what the... There was spikes in his boot that were waterproof.
Somebody's got to tell us, because I'm thinking maybe they had a tag on him, and maybe they took the tag out and left some holes. But how did he get water in him? After he bought them?
I guess because the security tag, they have to put that on. It doesn't go through an actual hole, though, does it? I thought it's supposed
to be in a seam where you're not putting it damaging the fabric.
But it's not pierced. It's just kind of screwed down to the ends.
But it does go in and pierce the fabric, it would go through the...
Okay, so some of these boots have spikes on the bottom, like a cleat, I guess.
Oh, for like climbing telephone poles, like linemen and stuff, like those?
Well...
Those would be fun to walk around like you're like a miniature Gene Simmons, walking around in those things.
I hated doing that.
Man, I'm stuck to the floor again.
I don't know if they still do it in the cable business, but gaffing, you take your gaffs and go up the pole. I can never get it right. It's
You have to wear like a harness and climb and then go like this.
Yeah, well, you got your belt, but the gaffs you wear on your, it's kind of like cockfighting, how they wear those
spurs.
Spurs. But you wear these gaffs on your feet, and you got to dig your feet into the pole,
man.
And then go up like that. And it sucks. Wow. Oh. Just give me a ladder. But you can't always get a ladder.
Kind of dangerous. You fall.
Well, it's like the heel of a cowboy boot is like part of the reason for them is to kick the crap out of the horse.
I saw it.
I mean, that's what it is.
Have you ever seen a horse's shoe get changed?
Oh, yes.
That looks painful.
Well, Christ. I mean.
You're putting nails in there.
It's kind of, you know, you can have a cow dehorned, which I've seen it. Even afterwards, it looks awful. And it's just.
They won't grow back?
They're not supposed to. But it's like they were in an accident or something. And people look down upon it, as I think they should, because, like, you know, if we're going to say, don't declaw a cat because you lose their defense mechanisms or whatever. But like literally cutting off the horns of the cow just because, it's dangerous or blah, blah, blah. Why did I bring that up?
Well, were we just,
Is it kind of like cutting toenails where there's no feeling in those things?
With the horseshoes.
Yeah.
That in itself, for what it is, should be looked down upon, like putting horse. Because, I mean, think about it. It's literally in there with.
Well, this guy,
spikes.
This cowboy, he's got to hold the horse's leg because he's kicking, and that's pretty much impossible to do. But he's like, he's ripping it off because I guess you have to rip it off.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's cleaning out the inside of the horse's hoof, I guess.
You have to. Because
they'll get, there's some whatever it's called, some fungus that'll grow up in there, and it's not tartar. I can't remember what it's called.
But then he's got to burn it back on.
That's right. I do talk too much. I'm sitting here not even knowing what I'm saying. I mean, I really don't know.
That poor horse.
But, like, they'll kick. It's their natural mechanism. Like, we have to have, there's a brace for one of my cows that we had to put on the back legs because she would try to kick when you're milking her. So it's not she's in pain. It's just keeping her legs together.
Okay,
it won't work on women.
You know how some people will get a semen sample from a horse because they'll sell them and whatnot? Like, do you have to, like, facilitate the horse and somebody's got to hold the cup. Like, I don't even know how that
Are
works.
Are you going to ask him and he's going to volunteer that sample?
I would like to ask him.
We're thinking of your punishment when you lose on Monday.
Oh, my God.
If you're a horse expert, like, I got so many questions.
Well. She'll charge you $25, but I know a woman you can call after the show. Even phone calls are $25, which is fine. I mean, it's what you're working.
You're working.
Bill me. Yeah, you mentioned that about the shoes, though. I mean, it is confusing. Georgia Boot Company, but it's just like, you know, they bought the name. And it's like the other day I saw a guy post online. It was obviously political. And he was like, I am not going to invest into, I'm not going to mention the company, this company's name, because they sent all their jobs to Mexico and blah, blah, blah. And then somebody says in the comment, where do you do your banking at? He's like, I don't do my banking anywhere. I do it in America.
Oh, and like, nice.
Okay. So, but then the person, well, where do you bank? And he's like, oh, I bank at HSBC. What's that matter? He's like, look up who owns that.
Yeah. Guess where that's based out of, buddy?
Yeah. What do you think that stands for, perhaps? Is it Hong Kong Shanghai Banking Corporation? Why, yes. Correct, Bob. You just won the grand prize.
At least, man.
Bank of America is owned by Berkshire Hathaway, which is owned by Warren Buffett. So at least it's American.
They didn't tell me that. I want my account gone.
I mean, it might be 18 shell companies, but by God, the money stays here.
So we'll take a break.
All right.
We'll take a break.
When we come back.
We'll get to the trucker guy. But then again, we got a guy who has an issue with the lady who called a couple weeks ago about the threesome. Her husband didn't want to have sex with a black girl in the threesome.
Yep.
He's got an issue with that.
She said that she never knew her husband was racist. He says, I'm not racist. It's just a preference. And she's like, wow, I'm in a weird relationship now.
This guy's really hot about it.
He has an issue with her or the husband?
Be honest with you, I forgot. I just remember him cussing a lot.
Yeah. Okay. That's interesting.
Did you believe those? Did you remember?
I think I got all of them.
All right.
I'm going to have to check.
Oh, that's the holdover. Find out next if Fat Boy got all the bleeps. It's the FOF line. Morning, everybody.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys morning show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah. The Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
Rise Guys.
Oh, my God.
I heard someone laughing in the hallway. It sounded like a witch laughing, and it was a guy. So that'd be a warlock, right?
It's like, yeah, it would.
Yeah, so he's got a warlock laugh.
It's kind of a shock.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's so funny.
It's like, goodness gracious.
Have you seen the video? It's over every social media of the dad laughing. It takes him a while to get going. He's like, you seen that guy?
The guy with no neck from 90 Day Fiancé?
No, I got to show you the video. It's the old guy with a mustache.
Sounds like a duck.
And then the guy will get him going, and they get in like a big crowd of like people.
Yeah.
And he just goes off. And everybody turns and looks at him.
God bless.
And you can tell it's a bit, but he's really doing it.
Bad laugh.
I got to tell you, when you laugh as a fat person, it's hard to stop.
Yeah.
It hurts.
You can break
Unless
a rib.
It starts.
It takes a life
it
of
rolls.
Its own.
Yeah.
And you're trying to breathe and laugh at the same time, and you can't really do it.
Do skinny people laugh and sweat?
Like, I don't think they sweat unless, like, you know, on purpose.
But, like, laughing makes them sweat, like you know, in here.
It makes women cry for some reason. Like, they
it
get
makes
real
me
teary.
Cry.
Or women will cover their mouth when they laugh. Like, what's up with them teeth? You don't want to ever show them. Because when you laugh, you cover your mouth. Like, what is that covering up?
It's like they're smelling their fingers.
I don't know. It's like, oh, my God, I'm covering my mouth. I'm laughing.
I don't know why they do it. Like, in the wave in front of their eyes when they start crying.
I can't. I just can't.
What is that about?
Like, oh, my God. Stop it. Stop it now.
Oh, no.
So good.
Like, what's up with them teeth, though? Why are you not? Let me see them smiles.
I'm sitting pearly whites. You want to get to this trucker?
Yeah.
He ain't happy. Plus, what's his name's going to call back? Big Boss. Big Bull.
Kiss my ice. All of you.
Because we're talking.
864. I don't like your talk show. You talk too much. 864-241-4318. The FOF line.
Listen here, you stupid. I already talked to you, loader man, about dropping the trailer where I dropped it. I can't help that a motherfucking dump truck driver can't get around my trailer. I can't help that he's, oh, I can't have a Class A license because I can't drive a tractor trailer and fit it through a f***ing fence. Get the f*** off the scale. Stop bitching about me and my own damn business. If you can't f***ing drive, go back to truck driving school, son of a bitch.
God. I thought it was a bit school. That day when the truckers were going to war with the dump truckers. But there's some real animosity there.
There is.
How do y'all feel about people who drive the milk trucks?
Oh, man.
Trash trucks?
What is that? Like, what is
milk
that?
Milk truck?
Is that what it counts as?
Does it count? Because I know that they didn't say that driving a dump truck is driving a truck.
They say it's not at all.
But it is a truck, isn't it?
It's a big truck, too. I mean, it's...
Well, it's like you don't call someone on a motorcycle a cyclist. They're a biker.
Yeah.
But you don't call somebody on a bicycle a biker. They're a cyclist. Parkway, driveway, driveway, parkway. It's a weird world. Again, that's where I feel a little bit of sympathy for those that don't speak English. Because it's
confusing.
A very difficult language. I, myself, born into it and still have problems daily. And I do it for a damn living.
It's too many double meanings.
I mean, there is. Especially like through different generations. Like, you know, that's sick.
Plus
that's
all the
sick, man. That's, oh, you, why are you excited about it if he's sick? No, dude, that's sick.
All the expressions you would use that not everybody knows, like, you like put your face on, or he's showing his ass, you know, stuff like that.
Get on the horn and touch base with me. What?
Yeah, double back.
What does that mean? Yeah, back in the old days, a wet blanket was like a Debbie Downer. Now, in rap songs, that's probably like you're excited to be in bed. 864-241-4318.
This is the guy who's angry about the preference / mildly racist threesome maybe situation. Yes. I still don't really know how to classify it.
I would just say preference. Well, yeah. You know what? Why do I? I'm not going to put it in the words. He wanted to have a threesome, told his wife to pick out who it was. She settled on a woman that she worked with, oddly enough, who was black. He says, I'm not going to do that. Yep. Oh, I didn't know you're racist. I'm not. It's just a preference thing. And then their marriage slowly started to crumble because of. I think threesomes are the variable that all these have in common. They're bad news, guys.
Yeah.
Bad news.
And there were some interesting theories about the call. I just forgot what they were.
Paige, talk too much. 864-241-4318.
This is for that uppity that was talking about her husband doesn't want to have a threesome with a black girl because he's afraid that he might be embarrassed if said that stupid damn mother worthless white trash whore needs to go get just because he don't want to have a threesome with a black girl don't mean oh, it's because he's afraid that he might be embarrassed. He has a small I hope she chokes on a big floppy donkey. Anyway, I'll let you later.
How about get out of the kitchen?
What? Like, was somebody in there just throwing? Was he at a Greek wedding? Oh, the plates were being smashed? Like, what was that?
He was a dishwasher. And
I'll
he
never
was,
forget that time I went to the Greek wedding.
He was working and on the phone at the same time.
Well.
So I feel like he misheard what she was saying.
I think so, too. Like, she, man, that was some, that's ooh, some.
When it came out that she had a black boyfriend, like, in the past?
I don't know that that ever came out.
I thought that came out about her or somebody.
I don't remember that.
Apparently she came back then, if that's the case.
Like, that factored in somehow to the call, and I can't remember how. Because that's where he was afraid he wasn't going to measure up.
Well, I think that's where it just.
No, that was about the girl.
That it was like.
He assumed the threesome girl had black boyfriends that he wouldn't measure up to.
Right.
I think that's,
Right. You know, I wish there was rumors like that about me. I mean, like, you know what, man?
You know what? Whatever gets your foot in the door, then you could try to explain it away from there.
I thought, I'm not feeling well. It's your fault. Try harder. I don't know.
That's what it is. I mean, look, I held the camera too close when I took the picture. I mean, I dropped it. I mean, what do you want?
Like, for real, AI might cause the end of blank pics being sent because they're going to take AI to them.
Is that going to stop them? Like, you know, if I see a girl and she drops trowel and I'm like, well, I was hoping that'd be a lot bigger. So I'm out. Peace.
Well, I mean, I think now with the photos, they're going to add to and you know, maybe, you know, airbrush out. I don't know. Oh, you got a birthmark. Are you that kid's dad? I mean, what is this?
I just feel like now I wouldn't stop anybody. Like, you're in the heat of the moment. You're getting there. Like, that's what you wanted to do.
Like, if you say, oh, man, I heard you're, hey, girl. Hey, stud. I found, I heard around school here that you're really good at this particular act. And then you go and you're doing it and you're like, you know what? You're not good at this. Stop. Stop right now.
Plus, you know what some women would do? If you know, if
consider that a challenge.
If you if you presented them with something they weren't ready for, they'd be like, you know what? There are other uses for what you got going on.
Right. Oh,
like, we'll accommodate you somehow.
Well, sure.
We'll make this thing work.
Yep. Paige just stood up for some reason. One more?
That was it.
Oh, that was it.
That was the grand finito.
Yeah, sir, I would implore you, if you're listening to, I would not employ you, first off. I would implore you to go back and listen to that, because that was not, she didn't have any kind of ill will on that at all. And I really think down deep, nor did he. It's just.
No.
But, it's again, the one other thing, it was her coworker. At work.
That's,
like maybe,
that's the biggest thing.
That, to me, absolutely the biggest thing.
Never should have been brought up.
Yeah.
Because if it didn't go well, you still have to go back to work.
The fat boy, if your wife said, hey, why don't you bring Paige home tonight? You'd be like, look, I'd love that, but she's my coworker.
And she's busy.
She's so busy. You know what? I am too busy for that. Like, I'm in another threesome tonight, so I can't come.
That's more of a rule people should have. But nobody from work, it never ends well.
No.
I mean, we've seen it in
you
bed.
You don't get your honey where you get your money.
Especially when somebody's still hung up on the person and that person's moved on. And that person's moved on with other people in the building.
Yeah. Oh,
now you got love triangles all over the damn place.
In the building? You know of something?
Like years and years ago.
Yeah, okay. There was something like that.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
We've seen a few of them. But we've seen so many come and go that, you know, it's, you can't keep up.
Well, you're right.
And plus, you don't want to talk about work with your significant other. Oh my God.
I heard someone laughing in the hallway. It sounded like a witch laughing, and it was a guy. So I'd be a warlock, right?
It's like, yeah, it would.
Yeah, so he's got a warlock laugh.
It's kind of a shock.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's so funny.
It's like, goodness gracious.
Have you seen the video? It's over every social media of the dad laughing. It takes him a while to get going. He's like,
you seen that guy? Guy with no neck from 90 Day Fiance?
No, this is, I got to show you the video. It's the old guy with a mustache.
Sounds like a duck.
And then the guy will get him the going, penguin. And they get in like a big crowd of like people.
Yeah.
And he just goes off. And everybody turns and looks at him.
God bless.
And you can tell it's a bit, but he's really doing it.
A bad laugh.
I got to tell you, when you laugh as a fat person, it's hard to stop.
Yeah.
It hurts.
You can break
Unless
a rib.
It starts.
It takes a life
it
of
rolls.
Its own.
Yeah.
And you're trying to breathe and laugh at the same time, and you can't really do it.
Oh, do skinny people laugh and sweat?
Like, I don't think they sweat, unless, like, you know, on purpose.
But, like, laughing makes them sweat, like you know, in here?
It makes women cry for some reason. Like, they get real teary.
It makes me cry.
Or women will cover their mouth when they laugh. Like, what's up with them teeth? You don't want to ever show them. Because when you laugh, you cover your mouth. Like, what is that covering up?
It's like they're smelling their fingers.
I don't know. It's like, oh, my God, I'm covering my mouth. I'm laughing.
I don't know why they do it. Like, in the wave in front of their eyes when they start crying.
I can't. I just can't.
What is that about?
It's like, oh, my God. Stop it. Stop it now.
Oh, no.
So good.
Like, what's up with them teeth, though? Why are you not? Let me see them smiles.
I'm sitting pearly whites. You wanna get to this trucker?
Yeah,
he ain't happy. Plus, what's his name's gonna call back? Big Boss, Big Bull,
Big Bull.
Kiss my eyes.
Kiss my eyes. I love you.
Because we're talking.
864. I don't like your talk show. You talk too much. 864-241-4318. The FOF line.
Listen here, you stupid. I already talked to you, loader man, about dropping the trailer where I dropped it. I can't help that a motherfucking dump truck driver can't get around my fucking trailer. I can't help that I can't have a Class A license because I can't drive a tractor trailer and fit it through a fucking pen. Get the f*** off the scale. Stop bitching about me and my own damn business. If you can't f***ing drive, go back to truck driving school, son of a bitch.
God. I thought it was a bit school. That day when the truckers were going to war with the dump truckers. But there's some real animosity there.
There is.
How do y'all feel about people who drive the milk trucks?
Oh, man.
Trash trucks?
What is that? Like, what is
milk
that?
Milk truck?
Is that what it counts as?
Does it count? Because I know that they didn't say that driving a dump truck is driving a truck.
They say it's not at all.
But yeah. It is a truck, isn't it?
It's a big truck, too. I mean, it's...
Well, it's like you don't call someone on a motorcycle a cyclist. They're a biker.
Yeah.
But you call somebody on a bicycle a biker. They're a cyclist. Parkway, driveway, driveway, parkway. It's a weird world. Again, that's where I feel a little bit of sympathy for those that don't speak English. Because it's a very difficult language. I, myself, born into it and still have problems daily. And I do it for a damn living.
It's too many double meanings.
I mean, there is. Especially, like, through different generations. Like, you know, that's sick.
Plus
that's
all the
sick, man. That's, why are you excited about it if he's sick? No, dude, that's sick.
All the expressions you would use that not everybody knows. Like, you like put your face on or he's showing his ass. You know, stuff like that.
Get on the horn and touch base with me. What?
Yeah, double back.
What does that mean? Yeah, back in the old days, a wet blanket was like a Debbie Downer. Now, in rap songs, that's probably like you're excited to be in bed. 864-241-4318.
This is the guy who's angry about the preference / mildly racist threesome maybe situation. Yes. I still don't really know how to classify it.
I would just say preference. Well, yeah. You know, why do I? I'm not going to put it in the words. He wanted to have a threesome, told his wife to pick out who it was. She settled on a woman that she worked with, oddly enough, who was black. He says, I'm not going to do that. Yep. Oh, I didn't know you're racist. I'm not. It's just a preference thing. And then their marriage slowly started to crumble I think threesomes are the variable that all these have in common. They're bad news, guys. Yeah. They're bad, bad news.
And there were some interesting theories about the call. I just forgot what they were.
Paige, talk too much. 864-241-4318.
This is for that uppity that was talking about her husband doesn't want to have a threesome with a black girl because he's afraid that he might be embarrassed and said, that stupid damn mother worthless white trash whore needs to go get just because he don't want to have a threesome with a black girl don't mean oh, it's because he's afraid that he might be embarrassed. He has a small I hope she chokes on a big floppy donkey. Anyway, I'll let you later.
How about get out of the kitchen?
What? Like, was somebody in there just throwing? Was he at a Greek wedding? Oh, the plates were being smashed? Like, what was that?
He was a dishwasher. And
I'll
never
forget that time I went to the Greek wedding.
He was working and on the phone at the same time.
Well.
So I feel like he misheard what she was saying.
I think so, too. Like, she, man, that was some, that's ooh, some.
When it came out that she had a black boyfriend, like, in the past?
I don't know that that ever came out.
I thought that came out about her or somebody.
I don't remember that.
Apparently she came back then, if that's the case.
Like, that factored in somehow to the call, and I can't remember how. Because that's where he was afraid he wasn't going to measure up.
Well, I think that's where it just.
No, that was about the girl.
That it was like.
He assumed the threesome girl had black boyfriends that he wouldn't measure up to.
Right.
I think that's, yeah.
Right. You know, I wish there was rumors like that about me. I mean, like, you know what, man?
You know what? Whatever gets your foot in the door, then you could try to explain it away from there.
I thought, I'm not feeling well. It's your fault. Try harder. I don't know.
That's what it is. I mean, look, I held the camera too close when I took a picture. I mean, I dropped it. I mean, what do you want?
Like, for real, AI might cause the end of blank pics being sent because they're going to take AI to them.
Is that going to stop them? Like, you know, if I see a girl and she drops trowel and I'm like, well, I was hoping that'd be a lot bigger, so I'm out. Peace.
Well, I mean, I think girl. Now with the photos, Boobies. They're going to add to and you know, maybe, you know, airbrush out. I don't know. Oh, you got a birthmark. Are you that kid's dad? I mean, what is this?
I just feel like now it wouldn't stop anybody. Like, you're in the heat of the moment. You're getting there. Like, that's what you wanted to do.
Like, if you say, oh, man, I heard you're, hey, girl. Hey, stud. I heard around school here that you're really good at this particular act. And then you go and you're doing it. And you're like, you know what? You're not good at this. Stop. Stop right now.
Plus, you know what some women would do? If you know, if
consider that a challenge.
If you if you presented them with something they weren't ready for, they'd be like, you know what? There are other uses for what you got going on.
Right. Oh,
like, we'll accommodate you somehow.
Well, sure.
We'll make this thing work.
Yep. Paige just stood up for some reason. One more.
That was it.
Oh, that was it.
That was the grand finito.
Yeah, sir. I would implore you, if you're listening to, I would not employ you. First off, I would implore you to. So go back and listen to that, because that was not, she didn't have any kind of ill will on that at all. And I really think down deep, nor did he. It's just.
No.
But, it's again, the one other thing, it was her coworker at work.
That's,
like maybe,
that's the biggest thing.
That, to me, absolutely the biggest thing.
Never should have been brought up.
Yeah.
Because if it didn't go well, you still have to go back to work.
The fat boy, if your wife said, hey, why don't you bring Paige home tonight? You'd be like, look. I'd love that, but she's my coworker.
And she's busy.
She's so busy. You know what? I am too busy for that. Like, I have another threesome tonight, so I can't come.
That's more of a rule people should have. But nobody from work, it never ends well.
No.
I mean, we've seen it in bed.
You don't get your honey where you get your money.
Especially when somebody's still hung up on the person and that person's moved on. And that person's moved on with other people in the building.
Yeah. Oh,
now you got love triangles all over the damn place.
In the building? You know of something?
Like years and years ago.
Yeah, okay. There was something like that. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We've seen a few of them. But we've seen so many come and go that, you know, you can't keep up.
Well, you're right.
And plus, you don't want to talk about work with your significant other when you get home. I don't.
No, I think still in America, there's, I want to say it's Midwest. Mark Hendricks, if you're listening, text.
Yeah.
We've talked about it before. There's a husband and wife that have a pretty successful morning show out Midwest somewhere. It's like, how?
Oh, my gosh.
How? Like, your whole life is work. And then life kind of, like, you don't know if she's doing a bit. Or if he's doing a bit, or like, wow, I would, no.
It's like some weird Mr. and Mrs. Smith radio version.
Oh, Jesus, never, ever. When you get mad, when you get upset, when you get, 864-241-4318, and you, it's thundering, you could be part of the FOF line. Paige?
Yeah.
What is up in the Plex?
We're going to find out what Dave Navarro has to say about all the stuff that went down with Jane's addiction.
That was, man, I've you know what? Yeah. I watched that actually again yesterday.
He had a look on his face. It was like, what are you doing?
Would you ever get back on stage with your coworker if he punched you? No.
I mean, Perry Farrell was getting worked over by whoever was in the back.
But I don't, but during the show, you see, not the other one. Not Perry, but Dave.
Dave, yeah.
Comes over and taps him on the shoulder and says, come here, during the song.
Yeah.
And Perry's looking at him like, what the hell, dude? We're doing the song now. And then he goes into that crazy guitar solo, and then the shoulder.
Yeah, Perry starts snapping at him, like making faces at him.
What if they're weird. Like, look, they quit talking about the Oasis boys. Now they're talking about Jane's addiction again. I love it, love it, love it. Controversy creates cash. Morning, everybody.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Oh! Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
Yes. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.